Now, we've just been talking about development and overdevelopment and the changing face of Brisbane, and there's a timely collection that's on exhibition at the State Library of Queensland. It opens tomorrow, the 7th of December. It's called the Corley Collection. Now, a husband and wife cruised around a pink caddy, a pink Cadillac in the 60s and 70s, taking hundreds of thousands of photos of Queensland's homes. And those photos are going to be featured in the collection. Chenoa Petrop is the co-curator at the State Library of Queensland and joins me now. Chenoa, good afternoon.
Hi, how's it going?
I'm very well, thank you. Tell us a little bit about this collection, how many photos there are, and the black and white colour. What's it all about?
Yeah, so the collection is a series of print photographs. There's over 60,000 of them in our collection. They're black and white photographs taken by a business called the Pan American Photographic Company. As you mentioned, they sort of used to drive around the streets, just basically capturing every house on the street that they could. So Frank would take the photographs. His wife Eunice would park a Bedford van nearby and develop them in the suburb, and then they would get a salesperson to then take the photographs back to the homeowner and try and sell them back to them. So,
I wonder how successful they were, whether anyone listening now had Frank and Eunice or the salesperson come and try and sell them a photo of the house. In some respects, it was like, Street View or Google pictures of the 1960s then, in that respect.
Absolutely. They travelled throughout Queensland as well, so they've got a lot of regional content as far as Bundaberg through to Toowoomba and down as far as Logan, and it really was like a street view of that particular time and place for sure.
So this opens tomorrow, goes through until the middle of next year into July. Mm-hmm. It's free entry at the State Library. How is it all displayed? What's the exhibition? How would we see it when we get there?
Yeah, so the way that we've sort of looked to approach it is really to work with the community with the collection. So we've got a number of collaborators that we're working with. So in the exhibition itself, we do have a number of artists who have responded to the collection, so you'll sort of see creative pieces related to that. But we're also really interested in getting researchers looking at identifying some of the homes as well, using an online tool, and then using it to sort of look at some of the features of Queensland housing of that particular time and place. So you'll get to see hundreds of thousands of photographs that people have been really connecting with.
So you don't know where the houses are. There was no sort of notes on the back that says this might be 110 Smith Street, Hurston or something. You would like for people to come and have a look and say, hey, that's my house, or that's where I grew up.
Yeah, so the closest that we have is that when Frank was driving around, he used to just take scrap bits of paper and sort of roughly indicate where he was, so within a few blocks. So we have a general location for a lot of the houses that helps to start narrowing it down, but it really is like a find a house type situation where we're hoping that people will be able to possibly find their own house in the collection and help us to tell the story of it.
Oh, that would be wonderful, although it sounds like it's almost like trying to find a needle in a haystack too with the number of photos that Frank might have taken. So people can come along from tomorrow. It's open daily. It's free entry at the State Library of Queensland, and you would love people to try and recognise the house they might have grown up in or their grandparents' house or someone they knew, or recognise something in photos that would be able to identify where that house was, and therefore you might even be able to learn the history of that house and who lived there and all that sort of stuff. That's one of the exciting things about this, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And we've started to see that already. We have the online platform that you can access through the State Library website. And we've started to see people starting to contribute their own stories already. It's only been live in the last few days, and we've sort of seen over 200 already. So we're looking forward to seeing how that grows over the course of the exhibition.
Well, and of course, the collection, the exhibition will develop and morph into something more as it goes along, as more and more people identify homes. I would imagine the exhibition from tomorrow will be different in terms of the number of houses identified and the history you may have learned by July next year. So even if you go and see the exhibition over the Christmas break, you can go back next year and it could be different again because more homes have been recognised.
Absolutely. That's sort of one of the things that's so exciting about this project, is that there's a lot of mystery surrounding it, and it will sort of evolve over time. We'll sort of start to see things completely change as we move forward. And I'm looking forward to seeing some of those really golden nugget stories that people have hidden in their own homes that we'll be able to unearth as a part of this.
Terrific stuff. Thank you so much for your time, Chinoa.
No worries. Thanks for the chat.
Chinoa Petrup there, who's the co-curator of the State Library of Queensland, the Corley Collection. It opens tomorrow, December 7th. So, you know, when it gets hot in summer, you're looking for somewhere to go. You're going to the State Library, the air conditioning, and just spend a day in there looking at these photos. There's 60-odd thousand photos of homes in southeast Queensland and that were taken in the 60s and 70s by Frank and Eunice, who just drove around the Corleys, just drove around like Google does now and puts it online. Well, this was done in the 60s and 70s. And is there anyone listening that had Frank or Eunice or one of their salespeople come up and try and sell them a photo of their own home or a calendar? 131873 is that telephone number. This collection, this exhibition opens tomorrow. It's called Home, a Suburban Obsession. It's free. It's open daily on level 2 of the State Library of Queensland, which is at Southbank, the Culture Centre there. So something for you to do and take the kids in over the Christmas holidays.